So Melo's not sure of this brisa. So Rav will answer this brisa the same way learns Pshat in our Mishnah. That just means each gag gets his own rishus, that you can't carry from one gag onto another gag, even less than Dal Adamas. But in your own gag, on top of your roof, you only have four Amas and not more. Fighter. But Omar Rav Yosef, Loi Shmi Ali Hai Shmaitato. Rav Yosef says he doesn't like this halacha. He heard it and he doesn't like it. Shrashi Dishmuel, Loi Shmi Ali Hai Shmaitato Dishmuel. The name of good asking with Mechitzois, Kihani Sheni Koris. Hey, so Rabbi Yosef didn't like that what Shmuel said over. That Shmuel says, no, every person is allowed to carry on top of his roof, all around the roof. The two roofs are attached. Still we say good asset. That was Shmuel Svarim. Even though by standing on the roof and looking down, you can't see the walls of the house, the two roofs are attached, still we say good asset. Rabbi Yosef didn't like this halacha. Is Omar Rabbi Yosef, Shmuel Li Hoshmaitit. I don't like it. Omalei Abaye, Sabaye answered back to him, Atom Atan Alon, you Rabbi Yosef, you Gufa taught us this. The Yahoo Matan Alon, and on this din you told us also the similar halacha, the same type of halacha. There's a halacha like this, that Gag Godel, if you have a big roof, Hasomach Lekotin, it's next to a small roof, like one big house and one small house. One's a wider house, one's not so wide house. Now each roof, one is wider, one is not so wide. Is Hagodol Mutter, the people living in the bigger roof, they are allowed to carry along the whole roof. The Akotinosum, the people living in the smaller roof, on the smaller apartments on top of their roof, they're not allowed to carry it all on top of their roof. The Akotinosum, that's Halacha. So Rashi learns, Gag Godol Samach Lekotin. Gag Godol Samach Lekotin. Godol means Oidu Folov Lekan Lekan. It's much wider. This roof is much wider than the other roof. This roof extends more than the smaller one does. Is Hagodol Mutter, of Rashi, Letalto Boy, the Urin Sheboy, the people living underneath in the apartment, there's a lot of care on top of their roof. We are filled with Rav, even according to Rav. Why? Do Mechitze Shomato, Sheyeshnon Boit for Lekan Lekan, Mechitze Sanikoris. These Mechitze Sheketelhein, for good askinon, Viest Logi Fufein, Vach Pirso Shekenegad Akotin, a Pisra Hebbi the Godol, Vien Kotin Noisra Love, Devi Geshlecha Tirs Tasavanein. There's a case like this. We have these two roofs like this. So this is a smaller roof, and this here is a bigger roof. So I said, where the bigger roof is wider than the smaller roof, if you look down here, you'll see the mechitza of the house. So even according to Rav, here the mechitza shoots up. This side also, if you look down on top of this roof, on the bigger roof, you'll look down, you will see the part of the house. You'll see the walls of the house. So this mechitza comes up here, and this mechitza comes up here. Only what's kenega, the small roof, that's they're attached to two roofs. You don't see the mechitza in between. So in between here, you don't say good asik. So good, this is open. But I call upon them, you have this part of the mechitza, which the big gag is wider than the small roof on both sides. So both sides are mechitzas. So maybe the opening in between, the stomach is less than yudamis. It's not ten amas wide. So it's for the Pesach. Therefore, this roof here has mechitzas all around it. This opening here is just a Pesach. So they're allowed to carry all around it. Mashenk and the people in the small chatzar, here they don't have any mechitzah at all. So they are completely opened up into another rishus. So since they can't carry from one rishus to another rishus, this rishus makes it usher on the people on this roof can't carry at all. That's halacha. That's tritum. It's in between here, you can't see the mechitzahs, but on the side you do see the mechitzahs. So for the big one, this coming up makes the mechitzahs for the big roof. The small roof has no fourth wall at all. There's no fourth mechitzah for the small roof. So the small roof is porous, open completely to the big roof. Therefore, in the small roof, it's also to metalzel to carry around. But on the big roof, it's mutter. Yeah. Now, if you're matal on Allah, you, Rabbi Yosef Guf, explain to us, if you're matal on Allah, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo yishonu ela sheyesh diurin al zeh, o diurin al zeh. We're only talking about that people are living in both. So Rashi sheyesh diurin al zeh v'al zeh. That means she'ivrin kol shor mizeh lezeh. On top of the roof, there are people living there. I don't know what it means, so they live there, with sukkah, smart. There are people are living there on top of the roof. And they walk his seder from one roof to another roof. That people are walking there kol shor. Hilkach Zakrashi, lekalomein the good asik the mechitza, hatachtoin the shebeneim. Therefore, you can't say good asik the mechitza is underneath to come straight up, mevnation address the sea. Because people are kesedah walking over one roof to another roof. That's why it's usher. Only in the case where people live on top and walk over the other. al zeh, zot gemara, te hevi lo haik the cotton mechitza nedresses. Because a small mechitza with a small gag, where you want to say it's fourth wall, since it's completely attached to the big roof, and kaseida, you're walking from one roof to another roof, over that mechitza, people walk kaseida. It's called mechitzas nedresses. Therefore it's awesome. Avolein durin al zeh, vi al zeh, but let's say people aren't living on top of the roof. They only live inside the house. Just occasionally, sometimes you go on top of your roof. But it's not such traffic there. They're not walking from the bigger chotzer into the small chotzer and from the small chotzer into the big chotzer. They're not walking along there. Then we say, shnei mutarin. You should know both gagim are allowed to carry inside their own gag. And what's the hezba why? Ayin l'churu, the small gag is still. It's completely opened to the big gag. So churu, it has no fourth wall to the small gag. So why is the small gag allowed to carry all around? Elamai, you have to say, even though the small gag is open completely to the big gag, so what? Even though you can't see the mechitza of the house in between, because they're attached, so what? Without lemaisa, each apartment has its own mechitza, has its own wall. Underneath the roof, there are walls there. Still, we say a shroh, like Shmuel. Even though you can't see the walls, but lemaisa, there are walls there, we say those walls, shoot up, go, you say, we do say godasi. So it's a riot to Shmuel. So what are you, Rabbi Yitzchak, saying? You don't like Shmuel's halacha? What do you mean you don't like Shmuel's halacha? You goofa told us over the same halacha here. That the only reason why this small roof is usher is only if people are walking kesedim from one roof to the other roof. That's what stops the svar of godasik. Because when people are not traveling from one roof to another roof, then we do say godasik. Even though you can't tell, you can't see the mechitzas. You see, even though a mechitzas is not in the chorus, still you say godasik. So now what's Rabbi Yitzchak's bikasha? Omalei, so Yesu answered back like this. Omalei, ano hochi amri luchu. This is what I told you. Loishonu ela sheyesh mechitza alzeh o mechitza alzeh. When did I say it's mutter? When there are mechitzas on both. The godo mishtori the gifufei the koto nifres b'meluya. That's what I meant to tell you. Where there are mechitzas going up on top of the roof. In other words, this big roof, Taka has mechitzas coming up here, and has mechitzas coming up here. And the small roof also has mechitzas coming up on all three sides. So in the case where mamish mechitzas come up here, so the big roof is mutter. Because the big roof has three good mechitzas, and on the fourth wall also, there are mechitzas here, and the middle is only called a Pesach. Therefore, the big gag has four mechitzas. The small gag has no mechitzas at all on its fourth side. Therefore, the small gag is awesome. That's what I told you. There's mamish mechitza on the big chotzer, on the big gag, or mechitza there. And the small gag also has three mechitzas coming up. In such a case, the godo mishdari bigafufei. The bigger gag, the bigger roof is mutter to carry, because even on its fourth side, the part that the bigger gag is wider than the smaller gag, the extra width here, there are mechitzas there. So you have Yafufi has extra mechitzas on the fourth wall. The cotton, but the small roof, nifras v'meluya. The small roof has no mechitzas in between the two gagim, because the mamish attached, and you can walk straight across. So since the small gag has no mechitza at all here, no fourth mechitza, it's awesome. Avol ein mechitza loy al zeh. For loy al zeh, v'enech nami, Rabbi Yosef learned, if there are no mechitzas, zay on the big gag, or else on the small gag, then take shnei masurim. They're both awesome. Why? Because since in between the two mechitzas you don't see, it's called mechitza she'en in the chorus, that's take awesome. So that's what Rabbi Yosef meant to say. Because I didn't talk about urine, I meant to say mamish need mechitzas. So Rashi says like this: sheish mechitza al zeh v'al zeh. Mamish in the middle, the Rashi's sheish mechitza al zeh v'al zeh. Kol svi boisayim. There's mechitzas going all along the roofs. Chutz mi keneged chiburin. Only where the two roofs are attached, there's no mechitza. The ashter mishdari godel gefufi. Then we say the big one is mutter because it has a fourth wall. Avalein mechitza lekam lekan shnei masurin. The cotton nami yoser agodel. The small one asks on the bigger one. To hoyevle have the gefufi mamish. Since there's no, if there's not a wall coming up by the extra width of the big one, just you want to say the good asik. That's all. The hoyevle have the gefufi mamish. Eli the good asik. Only because the smaller good asik will say the extra width of the big chutzner comes up. Le have the gefufi. That wouldn't be enough of a fourth wall for the big roof. l'shav yepischa, to make it a Pesach l'gabayu. The pischa, the midkur abinim, he holds you have to have a Pesach, means it has to be nikur. When you're standing on top of this roof here, this big roof, you can tell there's a Pesach here. But if there's no mechitz at all on top of the roofs, just you want to say good asik, that won't help you. Since in the middle part of the big roof, where the two roofs are attached, the small one and the big one, there it's not nikur. You don't say good asik. So mele will be also to carry from one to the other. Look, I got the lay the inch. Nobody makes a pest like that. That's Rabbi Yosef Svarim. So Rabbi Yosef said like a chumra. The only time the big roof is mutter, if your mamish have mechitzes coming up, three mechitzes coming up, and on the fourth side you have two mechitzes on the two sides of the small roof. That's when it's mutter. So mele, Rabbi Yosef is saying, good, I never said like Shmuel, and I don't hold like Shmuel Svarim. Kol Zaman, you can't tell, you can't see down, you can't see the mechitza, I don't say good asik. So mele, Rabbi Yosef is good, that he argues on Shmuel. So the Gemara name, for the Gemara vod, Yurin Amartalun, he's, oh, Abaya. Abaya answered back, the answer back to Rabbi Yosef, no, but you goofa told us the Yurin. You said it's only osir kozman, there's urine on top. But kozman, people don't live on top, then it's mutter. So Rabbi Yosef answered back like this. I amri l'chud urine, if I said to you the word urine, that it's only osir, people live on top, hochi amri l'chud. This is what I meant to say to you. Loishana, when is it osir? Elishiesh mechitzer ruy ladira. Alzeh, u mechitzer ruy ladira alzeh. Only if there's a mechitzer on top, that's roi ladira. Means people could live inside such a mechitza. Then we say that the gadol mishtariya bikifufe, that the bigger roof, it's mutter to metaltol, because it has three good mechitzes, and on the fourth side it has gifufim, means on both sides there are mechitzes, even though in between it's opened up where the two roofs meet, but that's what's called the Pesach. The kotel, the smaller roof, since that's open completely on the fourth side to the big roof, that's nifras b'mluyan. That's considered open completely to the big roof. Therefore, the small one is osir, and the big one is mutter. But it's only if the mechitzas on top of the roofs are called mechitzas roi ladira. So Rashi says, loishanu the kotin osir ben ladira kotin ben ladira gadol el shiesh mechitza ru ladira klima mechitza kavua. There are good mechitzas on top of the roof. The kaima the tavayo golad atayo the bolish the mushay. If you have good mechitzas on top of both roofs, then we say true, both people want to use the roof. Since both people want to use the roof, they ask the zel zel, therefore the smaller chotzer is also to carry, just the bigger one is mutter, because it has four mechitzas around it. So the Gemara, avol yesh mechitza, ruy ladira ala godol, the ein ruy ladira ala kotin, let's say only one of the two roofs has good mechitzas there. The bigger roof has like its three mechitzas, and the fourth side, the gefufin, where it's wider than the smaller one, it has mechitzas. But the smaller roof has no mechitzas at all. They didn't build any rims around the roof. Then I'll tell you as far as like this. Al-Kotin, afilu kotin sharul abnei godl. In such a case, that either people living by the big roof, they're even allowed to use the smaller roof. And we don't say that since the smaller roof doesn't have any mechitzas, it's also zelzeh. No. Why? My time, what's the svara? Kivon the loy ovid mechitza. Since the people living on the smaller roof did not make any mechitza around, they didn't make any separation on top of their roof. Mashenk and the people living by the big roof, they did make mechitza around it. So the svara is, seluke seliko nafshayu, mehocha. The svara to say, who's going to use these roofs now on Shabbos or B'chal? The people living on the big roof, because they made mechitzas there, they're showing us they really want to live there. Mashenk and the people living on the smaller roof, they b'chlal didn't make any mechitzas at all. So like they don't care to live there. They're like being assaulted themselves. They're like taking themselves away from this roof. As if to say, we're not going to use the roof this Shabbos. So since they're not going to use the roof at all, who's here? Only the people living by the big roof. So therefore the people living on the big roof is allowed to use even the small roof also. It's when do we say that only the big one is mutter and the small one is osir? That's where they're both equally. Both of them have mechitzas on top of them. So we say both want to use their mechitzas. But where only the big roof made its mechitzas and not the smaller one, then we say, Svar, we look as if the smaller one is being mesalek himself, taking himself away, like I'm not going to use it to Shabbos. And therefore only the big one is mutter. Rashi Sluki Sulak Navshay, B'nei Kotim Migagoy. Like the people living under the small roof, They take the stuff away from here. The achel of negodul. They were moichel the youth. They said, now we're going to let the other people living in their big roof, since they have their mechitza there. And when you have a mechitza, you can live there, you can do private things there. They want to use the roofs, we'll let them use the roof. That's what Rabbi Yosef meant to say. And a raya like this is kiho di yom Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman said, osa sulam kavua legagoy. If somebody, also you have a whole row of line houses, and one person put a sulam kavua, he put a permanent ladder in his house to be able to climb up to his roof, and nobody else in the block did like that. We said the locker is hutar b'chol hagagin kulan, even according to Chacham Svarim. Now the Chum and our Mishnah say, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. That's only where every roof has the same matzev. Either everyone has a sulam, or all of them don't have a sulam. But where one person took out time to make a permanent ladder to climb up his roof, and the other people did not do that, we say a svara, who's going to use the roof this Shabbos? This person that made the permanent ladder. So the other people are masalak themselves not to use the roofs at all. So since they're not going to use the roof, only this person, it's like all the roofs belong to this one person. That's the svarim. So therefore we say this person can use all the roofs, even according to their chachamim. The Rashi says, Huta b'chol agagin, v'yafilu l'rabbonin, even according to Rabbonin, t'chivan di'inu, l'yavit sulim, since the rest of the people on this block did not make a permanent ladder to go up to their roof, salikin avshayu, they like take themselves away from using the roof, v'yachlinu l'gabeh, and Mistoma then moichel it to this one person, since they realize this one person means a lot to use the roof. We see you even made a permanent ladder there. So since it means so much to you, we'll like let you use the roof. To you, you have the right to use it, and the other people are not going to use it to Shabbos. So that's what Rabbi Yosef meant to say also. When you have these two roofs, that's what we say, the big one is mutter and the small one is osser. It's only when they both made the mechitzas on top, and mechitzas royal adira. But in the case where just the big one made the mechitzas, and not the small roof, then enechnami, the bigger roof is a lot of carry even onto the small roof. But then we say, swear, the small roof is masalak themselves, that they show they don't want to use the roof to Shabbos. So male, they're not here. Only the people in the big roof are here, therefore they can carry straight across. Yeah. But enechnami taka, Rabbi Yosef though does know from Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef does know from the Svara, that if you have two roofs that are close together, one to the other, that you can't see the mechitza underneath them, you don't say good asik. The mechitzas can't go up. Mechitza shein and ikaris, you don't say good asik. More about it. Omar Abaya said, Bono aliyah al gabe beise. Let's say you build a second story on top of your house. You build an aliyah, a second story on top of your house. V'yosu lefuneho dako abo. And you made a Pesach, a small Pesach, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, to go out to your roof. Like your mama shav, your second story, and now you made a door, an entrance, from your second story onto the roof. Is alako huta b'chol agagan kulon. We say you're allowed to carry out now to all the gagan, all the roofs down the block. And this is the svar again, even according to the Rabbonin. Even though the Rabbonin say you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, that's on where everybody is the same status. Either they all have a Pesach or they all don't have a Pesach. But the svar is if one person has an upstairs apartment and he has a special door opening up to the roof, he shows us he mamish wants to use the roof to Shabbos. And the rest of the people didn't make any special uses of it. They're not going to use their roof. So they're moichel their usage to this person. Therefore, this person is allowed to carry on to all the roofs of the block. Trashi. Hutta b'kulin. The same story. The goli died to the komachzik bu. He wants to use it. V'heim loyik pi the last is kein. Achlin l'gabei. Since they did not make a Pesach, an entrance onto their roof, they give up their rights to use it for Shabbos. So that's a bayis chiddush. So the Gemara Omar Rav, you should know, Tomim Shadak al Yisr. Sometimes by making a special Pesach, a special entrance from your story, his second story, his upstairs apartment, into open a Pesach, makes it lesser. That's a catch. You're not allowed to carry on to your roof. How could that be? Hey Chidomi, where's the case that since you made a Pesach, an entrance, you can't carry on to the roof? And the Gemara, the Yavido Lahadi Tarbitza de Beisei, where you made the entrance, the Pesach, this extra door, not to the side of the Gag, to the side where the roof is, but you made the extra Pesach on top to the side near the Gina, near your garden. So you're showing us now that on the side to the Gag, to the roof, It's a complete kaisel dam. There's no way to go through it. Surely you are showing us you don't want to use the roof at all anymore. Your eureka purpose of making the aliyah, the second story, was because then you should be able to have a good view over your gin, over your garden, and you want to watch the garden. So you're showing us you don't want to use the gag at all. Rashi says, the of the lahadi tarbitza, she pesach litzad ginosai. You made the opening to the side of your gina, of your garden. O mechitza shot sad hagagin haniach tumin. And the mechitza, this other side of your story, that opens up, of the second story, opens up towards the gag, towards the roof, you left closed. So maybe you show us you don't want to use the gag, you only want to use the, to be a shayma, to be able to watch your garden. Therefore it's also to use the roof. You're like showing us you don't want to use the roof at all. The Omer, we say, Lintura Tabitzu the Avida. The reason why you made the opening on top of the second story was to be able to protect, to watch your garden. That's what you did it for. Trash Lintura Tabitzu Avida. Vesilagatsu Minagagin. And you are taking yourself away that you're not going to use the roofs at all. Boy Rome Bachom, Rome Bachom has a Shailam. Shte Yamos Begag, U Shte Yamos Beomud Maho. What's the law? You want to carry two Amos on top of your gag? And then there's an omud, there's a big platform right next to the gag. Can you carry onto that platform? So who the shalom is according to the Rabbonin, that you can't carry from one gag to another gag. What about here onto a platform? So Drashi, Beis Amos the gag there. Kirav Srila, he goes according to Rav. The Yoma gag, Shebein Agagin, Ein Metatlam, Boyela Badal. The Yasri Adodi. You can't carry one to the other, and you can't even carry more than Dal Damis. Is miles of trash to Tulay Miyachas Mihen, Lo Omud, Ho Oimed Brishus Rabin, Somachle Gevoy Yud Brach of Dalad. Hey, right next to your roof, there's a Rishus Rabin, and in the Rishus Rabin is an Omud, there's a platform there that's 10 Tfachim high, so it's come out like level to your roof. Are you allowed to carry now onto this platform or not? Is Omar Rabba, Rabbi answered back, My Kami Boyle, what's your Shiloh here? Karmelis Rishus Yachid, Kami Boyle. Lechur, it's a Karmelis here. And you want to carry into your Rishus Yachid, Avadir Ritzosa? So Rashi, Karmelis Rishus Yachid, Kami Boyle, Bitzmiya, Kalema, Pshita the Yosa. So Gag Karmelis, who? This Gag now has a different Karmelis. Kidioma, like you said, what ain't Metautlim Boy, Ella Badalit. You could only be Metautlim on top of your roof, four Amas, not more. The Yomid Rishus Yachid. The Yomid is a good Rishus Yachid. So since on top of your gag, since it's porous from Lui, it's open completely to the next Rishus, it has a din like a Karmelis on top of your roof. So Pshita you can't carry from your roof onto another Rishus Yachid. Pshita that should be Yosser. The Ramzimar of Rami Bachlam, what was it? Why did he ask the Shaila? Agav Churfa Layayin Bo. Since he was so sharp, he didn't look into this Shaila. Trash Rami Bachlam, Agav Churfa, Hashas Karam Bachlam, Nami Vadin Loi Boy Lei. Let me boy hook. That wasn't his Shaila either. El Agav Churfa, Miya Bishilosai. Since he was so sharp, he asked the question very fast. Loi Ayin Boy Yofi, wasn't Mayin good into the Shaila. El Ochikimi Boy Lei. This is really what he meant to ask the Shaila. Beis Amos Begag. You want to carry two Amos on top of your Gag. O Beis Amos Bechsadra. And right next to it, there's an Achsadra. It's like an open porch. Are you allowed to carry on it? So Rashi learns of Beis Amos Bechsadra, Shobaila Macherim. This open porch belongs to another person. Agabe Tikra Shalachsadra. Are you allowed to carry on top of the roof of that porch? Which is Yosef mi Beis Asayim. It's wider than the Beis Asayim. V'yein lo mechitza, it has no mechitza. V'yein lo pitikra, the name of Yorg Vesayim. The Avida ki Yazil b'shavua k'gag nishlanu, kitza, you can't say pitikra. So the kitza, that this achsadra is wider than the Beis Asayim, so it also has a loch like a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry more than Dal Damis in this porch. And who are din on top of your roof, according to Rav, also has a din like a caramelist. You're not allowed to carry more than four amis. So maybe both of them have the same type of rishus. So maybe you're allowed to carry two amis from your roof and two amis onto this porch. Since the porch is also is more than a base of sayim, so it has an isra the same way like the gag. You can't carry more than dal damis. Maybe they're both the exact same rishus. Now, me, I'm going to do, we say, Kivon do loy hai chos ladira, vo loy hai chos ladira. Chad rishusi, they both more or less look alike. On top of a roof, it's not right to live there. And on top of an achsagra, on top of an open porch, also you can't live there. So mele, it's like one rishus. So you can carry beis amis and beis amis. Yeah, oidil menein, kivon de migag legag osur, migag lechsagma nami osur. One now, according to the Rabbanan sheet of the Mishnah, the Rabbanan say from one roof to another roof is osur. So maybe who adin from one roof to an achsadra, to another porch, since that porch belongs to somebody else, even though it's not a mokum diri, you don't live there, still maybe an achsadra is called another reshus. That you're not allowed to carry even two amas from your gag into two amas to the achsadra. That was the shaila. And at this time, it lies by a shaila. Shashi chad reshusu, viafo pi shenim shalashechot. Ein bem chilik reshusum, tafilu rabbonim. To lay down with shnei gagadosim, he could yura lamata. This time, when you have two different roofs, since people live underneath it, it makes it two separate reshuyas. Viashtam reshem shechot, which is lamata, but by an open porch, nobody lives in it. So maybe you are allowed to carry from your gag onto the achsadra. Or Dilma, no. Kivu the migag la gag osa tamayad rabbonim ishum the kapit ashinu bailim. Who migag la sadra nami. It's not a vort that atop of the gag is that underneath the gag, people live there. Maybe that's not the vort. The vort is of the maisi carrying two different shriyas. It belongs to two different people, that's all. This roof belongs to Reuven. This roof belongs to Shimon. So you can't carry from one reshus to another reshus. Who are then you want to carry from the top of your roof to the top of another porch, even though underneath that porch nobody lives, but since that porch belongs to somebody else, maybe it's also Osir. That was the Shaila. And then Chlamid, this channel, take the Bais by Shaila. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.